Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bringing Balance to Your Business with Christy. I'm your host, Ian Roach. I'm here with Christy, the star of the show. Christy, how are you this week?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. This week, we want to talk about how keeping accurate books and up-to-date books can help with business planning. So Christy, if you have a set of accurate books and you're getting the reports, how can it help with your business planning?
Keeping accurate books or proper bookkeeping can actually really benefit a company by allowing them to see what areas or what their strengths are and where the weaknesses are in their business. So it allows them to see what areas are more profitable and which areas may be considered less profitable or possibly somewhere where it can be dropped. Many businesses have different products and services that they do offer, or a variety of products and services that they do offer, and this actually allows them to identify which areas are providing the most profitability and which areas may actually be detrimental to the business and its future.
And in our example, I don't know if we cut out product lines or whatever, because we do a lot of social media management. But as you're giving us our statements and as we started getting the system worked out and we knew what our expenses were going to be, it became fairly clear early on, based on the books you were giving us, we weren't charging our clients enough, that we had to start charging more for our product. And we wouldn't have been able to see that without accurate books.
Exactly. And that's why I do provide you with the monthly report of how much revenue that you're making off each client, as well as how much your expenses are running for each said client. So you could actually see a picture of the net income that you are making per client.
And I guess, too, we're able to see through that process that there are some things that we're spending too much time on that could be automated, and it'd be worth spending a bit more money, increasing our expenses to automate processes to reduce the amount of human time, I guess.
Absolutely. And that's the good thing about keeping accurate bookkeeping, is the fact that you can see where you need to cut costs, or see where maybe certain things may be getting out of hand as far as costs go, and you can identify what to do with those sectors.
The other thing we had with our business, sometimes when you're in the forest, you can't see the forest for the trees. And I remember a meeting when you came over, and it was month four, month five of our business, you said, "You guys are doing okay, your revenue is growing." And that was, oh, okay, we're on the right track.
Yes, well, that's why I also like to produce those reports for you, to show that overall, this is how your business has been doing. But I also like to break it down by month initially, so that you can actually see the change from month to month. So you could see that, yes, your business is growing, taking into consideration all of the revenue that you have brought in, but also considering the expenses and where they're going.
And that's kind of on our cheat sheet here. That's the other thing is that you do, is you can track your expenses by category, right? With accurate books, and you see what's costing you piles of money and what's not.
Exactly. And when necessary, if there are certain categories that seem to be possibly running high, or seem to have a little bit too much emphasis, or too many expenses in one category, we can break that down even further to see possible areas of cutting costs.
And we don't have a lot of history, but I presume now we're going month 9, month 10, there's more history you have. When we meet with you, you're going to maybe point out variances. Why is this expense jumped, type thing? And we could either not be aware of it and control it, or we could explain why.
Exactly. And that's what I do before we have our meetings, is if I do notice a difference or a material issue. That's why I will actually drill down on these accounts and say, this is the big difference and this is what's happening. Or if I can't explain it, I need you to explain to me why this is changing so much.
As we're coming up in the first anniversary of our business, we should probably start revisiting our business plan. And as we start looking forward, should we be looking backwards at our the books you're providing us to get a sense of what's working, what's not?
Absolutely. It's very important to look at your past performance, hence the reason that we use comparative statements. That's why I give you every month, so that way you can see what has changed from month to month, and that way we will catch issues if they do arise, so we can have an early intervention and keep your business running as smoothly as possible.
Anything else you want to share?
Most bookkeeping is focused on past on the past or on the history of the business's performance. That's what bookkeeping is, and that's what accounting is. Financing forecasts for you. So basically, with having an idea of how the business has done in the past, that's going to be able to give you an idea of what you'd be looking at in the future, and that's also going to assist with being able to make big decisions.
I think the reports you provide us on a monthly basis are valuable, and we've been able to see the results. I'd certainly like to see more revenue, but that's not your problem, right? But certainly we get a sense of where our expenses are and that we seem to be on the right track. Christy, this has been very interesting. Thank you so much. And I'm sure that as we start looking forward to our revisiting our business plan, we're going to be asking you some questions based on our books.
Absolutely.
Christy, how do people get a hold of you if they're looking for a bookkeeper?
You can get a hold of me by telephone, 306-530-6994, or you can reach me on my website, christywiese.com. You can also contact me through email, christy.wiese@outlook.com, or you can find me on Facebook at Christy Wiese BBA.
That's it, Christy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye for now.
Goodbye.